Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. Hi, I'm Cynthia Johnson, and I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson. And we're your hosts this morning on this fabulous, fabulous Friday. And it's so special for a number of reasons. Number one, we are closing our book study of oneness. Oh my God, this has been such a wonderful, wonderful journey. And we're in the last chapter. I can't believe it. It's only a few pages, and that will be the close of a wonderful, wonderful journey. Good morning, Dr. Reggie. How are you this morning?
I'm glad it's Friday. Otherwise, doing well.
Thank you. Yes, Boy. So we're in chapter 44, the final chapter. And we're going to be looking at our life through the eyes of oneness. You know, they've been guiding us through this evolution on planet Earth. And now they're giving us a glimpse of how they view us. And my goodness, it is so beautiful. I mean, it moves me to tears. The love, the absolute love. It's just beautiful love. And so before we get started, Dr. Reggie, can you go ahead and take us into our morning prayer, and then we have loads and loads of stuff to share with you this morning.
Amen. Heavenly Father and Mother, God and Goddess, as always, we first of all want to give you thanks for waking up into this brand new world in a brand new sky, knowing that everything's going to be okay with us. Let us learn to always walk in gratitude for every single thing that we experience here, because that gratitude is the first law of being able to exponentially increase who we are and bring our awareness to who we are in you. We thank you for everybody listening. We thank you for each other to share the love between each of us as a collective brother and sister in the undifferentiated source that you are. And we know we are always grateful for every good thing, every experience, every pleasure, every pain, is to expand our awareness and expand our consciousness in you. And as we listen today, at the close of this book, we always give you thanks for this wonderful journey, and that we continue our own journey individually to rise up and to be in the wonderful love of your presence and those who are invisible helping us that you send forth. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is, and so it is. So, let me make a few announcements this morning, okay? Number one, we're at the end of this book, so we obviously have to go to another book study, which is the bulk of what we do on Circles of Prosperity. And we're in the process of choosing that book. It's moved a little slow this time because I've really reached out to all of you to say, hey, give me your input. And I'm not giving up on you guys. I am still waiting for your input. So you need to let me know. I really want it to work. If you guys don't provide me with the input, then I'm going to have to select a book on my own. And that's okay, too. But I do want to give you the opportunity to participate. Okay, the second thing is, once we choose a book, I need a little time to promote the book. I need to give you time to get your book ordered, because I really encourage you to purchase the book. So I want you to have time to order your book. And then we want to have time to let our friends and family members know about this book study and let them order their book. So I'm looking at starting this book study probably by the middle or the end of this month. Give us 2 to 3 weeks to get the word out and give people a chance to order their book. In the meantime, we're going to have some fun on Circles of Prosperity. So we will probably have more Oracle Fridays. That's going to be fun. We'll have some special guests to come on during this time. Lots of time for you guys to share and ask questions. You can ask questions of the guests that we're going to line up for you. So it will be a different experience in the morning, but always keeping in mind that we want to uplift you every weekday morning to get your day started off. So it is about devotion. It is about expanding our consciousness, okay? In between, I always like to, in our book studies, I like to go back and review some of the principles that we've covered since we've been broadcasting on as Circles of Prosperity. So a lot of you know that we started out as a conference call. So I may be bringing on some recordings from the older lessons that we had. I mean, The Way of the Wizard was phenomenal, wasn't it? And Creating Money was fun. So we'll have some oldies but goodies during that time as well. So it's not going to be dead time. It'll be useful. And it's always good to hear these things over again to sow in your spirit, okay? The website, circlesofprosperity.org. You need to go and visit the website. We have a couple of things happening. One, I need you to join and become a member, because in our next book study, we are really going to actively participate in discussion. We cannot always do that on the air because there's not enough time to get the message across and to uplift everybody. Plus, it's 7 o'clock in the morning and we miss a lot of people. But people are listening to the archives. So even if you are listening to the archive, go to the website and join as a member of the website so that you can share how you are expanding and you're growing, or participate in the study guides. We'll have forums that are specifically for certain chapters of the book discussing the principles and sewing that in. We also have study guides that we will be providing you, and these will give you exercises to so that you can begin putting in practice the principles that that we will be studying. So go to the website and sign in as a member. The other thing I wanted to tell you about is, if you will also look at our donations page. I rarely ask you guys for donations. I feel that you know, if you have a need to give, or you God is placing it on your heart to donate to this ministry, then I trust that you will. So, but there is a donate button on our website, and I would appreciate any donation. I also have monthly subscriptions, because we will be implementing an evening call once a month to go through and have a discussion on an evening call. And so you can go through and look at all of the features of the membership, because we have different levels of membership that offer you different things. And I'm also introducing this one-on-one coaching in terms of prosperity and your spiritual development. And you can have that with Dr. Reggie, or you can have it with me. So please go and look at those membership programs that are located on our website and see what you will gravitate to. It's a monthly subscription. I think the first level is only $9 a month, but you get so much from it. So please take a look at that and participate in it. All right, I've made all the announcements. Make sure you join my mailing list so that you can keep up with us. The membership is part of that you know. But we want to get emails out to you. We want to feed you. Of course, we're on Facebook at Circles of Prosperity, just Circles of Prosperity on Facebook. And there's some, you know, enlightening things happening there that can support you and uplift you through the day. And you can follow us on Twitter. You know, I'm not tweeting as much as I'd like to, but I do tweet, and I will be tweeting more. So please follow us on Twitter, and that's Circles Prosper. Circles Prosper on Twitter. So I'm letting you know about all my social media, all the activity that's going on our website. I don't do it all the time, that's what we're doing today. I'm sharing with you. And so let's go and get started with the final chapter. All right. I'm on page 397 if you're following me in the text. The issues on which you have chosen to focus your attention will illustrate for you the level of your own involvement in the transformational process that has captured the attention of consciousness throughout all creation. There is no specified timetable within which you have been programmed to complete certain phases of this exercise. All of this is being presented to you as choice. And given that certain of these teachings may have struck a note deep within you, this opportunity for reflection is likely to initiate a monumental shift within you that will help you to halt your conditioned patterns of response. And take a deep breath here and be still. Please breathe. So long as you permit the programming of your mind to dominate every waking breath, and so long as you run your life as a mindless exercise of reflex responses calculated to prove that you are right about whatever your issues happen to be, you will not be able to experience the exquisite connectedness that awaits you. Hear what they're saying. Be still and know that I'm God. Quietly say that to yourself. Be still and know that I am God. Dr. Reggie always says, whenever you say, I am sick, I am tired, I am worried, what you are really declaring is, the God in me is. God in me is. And what oneness is saying, be still and know, the God in me is. I am God. So long as you hold your focus in the realm of mundane concerns, you will be unable to perceive the divine essence that calls to you in silence. Your divine essence is always there waiting for you to become aware of your divinity, of your power. There will come a moment in the heat of some mentalized frenzy when you will at long last stop dead in your tracks. You will have reached a saturation point with the unending series of illustrations that you have provided for yourself to underscore the point of the exercise upon which you have directed your focus. You will have reached the point where you are ready to walk out on all of it. For clearly the way it is not working. That is the moment you have been waiting for. So, and most of us are here on Circles of Prosperity right now because we've already reached that point. The way we've been living our life has not been working for us. The choices that we have made are not working for us. And we're seeking the answer, and the answer is within. For until you have nothing left to lose and nothing left to gain by continuing in your ingrained patterns, you do not have the catalyst for initiating radical change. Until that moment, your circumstances will continue to depict for you example after example of the life themes on which you have been working all this time. And well after you have become aware of what is really happening, your life circumstances will continue to provide for you the testing conditions that can be the springboard for transcending those patterns. So even after you are aware of your divinity, you will continue to be tested and taken higher and higher and higher, test after test after test. You will continue to manifest life circumstances that will put your understandings to the test long after you have mastered them in theory. It doesn't stop. For until these issues are ingrained as knowingness to the extent that they become your reflex responses, you will continue to manifest opportunities to strengthen those new patterns of reaction. They're opportunities. Don't look at the drama in your life as drama negatively. Embrace it as the opportunity. Oh, yay, now I'm growing. The universe is responding and saying, hey, you got a little more work. Okay, I'm embracing it because I'm going to be a master. A master at not placing judgment on things, not placing labels on things, not having to prove myself right and prove someone else wrong. I'm a master at it. Whatever presents itself to me, I take a deep breath. I'm still. And I know I am God. Being fully conscious of what you are doing in those moments. When you feel those old familiar buttons being pushed, you can begin to dissipate that vibrational charge that is drawing those kinds of circumstances to you. And there comes a time in the clarity of full lucid awareness of the process where your very life flashes before your eyes and you are able to summarize with the energy of joy and rapture some of the agonies you have chosen to experience. And in those moments of vivid, vivid awareness, you will have set the stage for the episodes that represent the waning of those patterns of energy. So what follows is a virtual barrage of illustrations, all of them inconsequential, which will provoke you into shifting into a new mode of being. And your detachment from the need to be right bears the gift of transcendence. And you will begin to discover within those depths the stillness within your own being that opens the door to your true essence. You will continue to play out your role in your daily interactions with your fellow beings, yet you will begin to see all of it very differently. And they will appear to you as players on a stage, just reciting the lines that you have scripted and drawing you into the dance. And oneness tells you, enjoy the dance. Why? Because you are not here to sit on the sidelines and watch life unfold without you. You are here to participate fully and joyously and consciously. And once you have begun to enact your life drama in that way, wow, you will become aware that life is now unfolding in a very, very different way. And you will have begun to experience the higher octave of your own being that you will have embodied vibrationally. And you will begin to recognize the others discreetly playing their roles on the sidelines of your own dramas, who illustrate your newfound understandings. Where have they been all this time? Where have they been while you were struggling with your monsters and going down for the third time, just over and over and over again, right where they have been all along, by your side, awaiting your imminent arrival? So the dance, it'll take on a new tempo as the harmony that emanates from within sets the pace for the other kinds of experience. And life will have transformed into another kind of adventure, and one that you will be guided to enjoy with beings who are able to perceive reality as you do. And this physical incarnation, it offers the potential of infinite variations on the experience that is your life. You can veer off in a new and different direction anytime you choose. You can deviate from what you believed was your life script if it pleases you to do so. And you are obligated to no one other than to your own sacred self. And so naturally, there continues to be cause and consequence with regard to the choices you will continue to make in the course of a physical existence. But now, those choices will be made consciously, and they will result in the highest possible outcome for all concerned. When choices are made from that state of being, when you are aware, and I'm going to bring it down to a real life issue. When you choose not to pay a bill, and you are aware of the principles, that means that you are willing to experience the consequences of not paying the bill. Late fees. Maybe phone service gets turned off. But you have consciously chosen to do that. When life is working for you, it cannot be to the detriment of another being. That's not how it works. Choices that give the illusion of putting your back against the wall are the very tests that hold the potential of monumental breakthroughs for all concerned. So when you have a life drama, you're participating in a life drama that appears to be extremely difficult, that's your greatest test. You're going to learn the most from it. When you honor your own truth unconditionally, it sets the stage for a chain reaction of transformation all the way around. When you can be honest with yourself and say, okay, I created this mess. I actually see how I created this mess. I get it. Let me just move through this and get my lesson and move on. I'm not going to beat myself up over this. This is how God teaches me to trust in trust and have faith in faith. So the higher dimensional realities through which you now progress will provide a broad spectrum lens through which you will be able to focus your own unique perspective. And what you perceive will be your own vantage point with the coloration of a more universal outlook. And you will instinctively view the world and your role within it from a place that sees all of it as you would see yourself. The qualities of compassion will have been stimulated to the surface of your awareness, and you will be able to feel deeply the sense of standing in the shoes of another. For you will perceive the other as your very own self. Please hear that. You won't judge that person because they are going through something and you think, oh my God, that's horrible. You will understand because they are part of you. So now the adversarial role that others have played throughout much of your life shifts quite naturally. And you discover that you have emerged into a state of being where life flows effortlessly and with relatively little conflict. For vibrationally, you have crossed the threshold from a reality where the mindset of separation would have set up the building blocks for disagreement and the ensuing battles into which they once escalated. But when one does not perceive oneself as other, you're not in that state of believing that you are separate. There is nothing with which you can clash. And life transforms into an experience that is there to be enjoyed. The belief in separate, that you are separate, is a fearful belief and robs you of your joy. So now, this is the nature of the journey in which you are by now well invested. Because why? We're getting rid of the labels. We're getting rid of the judgment. We see ourselves connected to everyone and everything. Not only on this planet, but throughout all of the cosmos, we have eliminated our fears. That's the journey we're on now. You would have encountered the proverbial point of no return any number of times on any number of counts, and you would have stumbled headlong into the crisis that are calculated to push you over the edge and stimulate the shifts that herald real change. How many of you have been in the study of oneness with us and go through an experience where someone pushes your buttons and you respond in the old habit, and maybe a day or so later you're playing that script over in your head and you go, oh my God, I see where I did judgment there. I see where I was still holding on trying to prove myself right. If you have gotten to that point, I am so proud of you. Because it takes time. It takes time to shift into this. But the fact that you are aware that you did it means that you're growing. All right. You would by now have survived numerous episodes calculated to bring you to your knees. It cannot have been otherwise. For if you are standing at the brink of that level of breakthrough, you would have weathered the virtual annihilation of your linear identity. You would be standing still wet with the innocence of a birthing process, drawing your very first newborn breaths and trusting completely that you are safe. And you would know unquestioningly that you have arrived. But the difference in this beginning is that you would know exactly from whence you have come. For you would have retained full lucid awareness of all of it throughout the process of this birthing into the next dimension of reality. You would be fully conscious, for you would have completed the course of study. There would be no need to blank out the slate of your memory of similar experiences in order to continue to put you to the test. This time, you are not starting from scratch. You are beginning from where you left off only a moment ago. Your ascension into the range of realities where you know yourself to be one with all else you encounter marks the turning point in your evolution as a pinpoint of consciousness with self-perception. For when you're from this point forth, going forth, the thrust of your efforts will not be focused on erasing the vibrational residue of past action. Erasing, erasing, erasing. No, you will embody the experiential reinforcement of your knowingness of the interconnectedness of all life in the ongoing now moment. You're not spending time thinking about the past. You're not spending time thinking about how I screwed something up, or how somebody hurt my feelings, or how somebody laughed at me. You're not focused there. The past is gone. Hopefully you learned from it. You're in this now moment, in this now awareness, that you're connected to all. Listen, you will be starting a new page in the ongoing saga of your self-awareness. And you will be creating a new track record of evidence to support your understanding of your divine connection. Do you hear that? When you let go of all the crap that happened to you in the past and say, it brought me to this moment now, and I survived it, and now I'm even more aware because I've been in circles of prosperity, or I've been on this spiritual path, I know that I am divine, I know God is in me, what do I have to fear? What do I have to worry about? I can move right now and change everything. Thank you, God. That kind of experience you will be co-creating with those others in physical form with whom you choose to surround yourself. And the kind of experiential dramas that you will enact that will affirm for you over and over and over again the oneness of which you are a part. Breathe. I want to say it like the old folks say, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. That is the nature of this journey of ascension that carries you. Yes, the birthing process can be relatively effortless, or it can be agonizingly long and drawn out. Look, you get to choose. You get to choose how it will play out for you. And the possibilities, oh, they are limitless. And that's the beauty of it. For no matter how you manifest your emergence into the next level of awareness, there will be no question that your journey is perfection. Because through the eyes of oneness, that is the only possibility. And those are the eyes through which you have witnessed all of it. every priceless moment, captured for all time within the never-ending moment of now. And that ends our journey together in oneness. Take a deep breath. That's a powerful message, isn't it? Michael Beckwith says, ain't God something? Hey, Dr. Reggie.
Yes.
Oh, you know I'm on the verge of crying, right?
This is a very powerful journey. The voyage has been very wonderful with everybody following you and following the journey of oneness. And this voyage is something very powerful. It's an infinite journey. As you described earlier, it doesn't end because the book ends. Now it begins. Now begins the new seed that's been planted in your mind to live this journey from the lessons we've learned, to live it now and take it forward. That's the beauty of it.
Mm.
We can carry it forward in ourselves and our consciousness. And I'm very glad that we had this journey together. You know, but just because the book ends doesn't mean our book ends. The sacred texts are buried within our hearts and our life itself. We are walking, talking, living epistles, rainbow-colored energies of God light. And then it goes on to grow and grow and grow. It's like a rainbow. Because you don't see it in the sky, they're always there.
Mm-hmm.
When it rains, you see it more. So we are the ones that have to have the water of life, the divine energy, the divine blueprint. And I'm glad that we had wonderful teachers as Buddha, Krishna, Kuan Yin, Jesus, Muhammad. All these people came to show us their bright light of who God is individuated in us. Now it's our turn to show others and ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Who we can become, unfolding out of the chrysalis to become this beautiful butterfly, to be totally free. He who is free in the energy of God is free indeed.
Thank
and that's
you.
The truth, and that truth will set us free all the time.
Okay, so we're going to close out a message with Michael Beckwith. Piece, and I think it's called The Mystic Journey. And of course, this is a mystic journey. Specific words, they're so powerful. And enjoy.
I want to invite you and wonderful journey. It's a journey that you're already on, but now you're going to embrace this journey more consciously. This is the journey in which you're going to lengthen the cord of memory, the mystic cord of memory. You are going to come back to yourself. You're going to remember who and what you are and have a joyful reunion with the choices that you have made to be here at this time in your own unfolding history, which is the mystery of life and the unfolding that lasts forever. As you begin to be conscious now that your body is breathing, and that it needs no help from you at this moment. As you now begin to be conscious that your heart is beating, and that you're lengthening the cord of memory and becoming more aware that it needs no help from you, that there is something about you that is of life and of beauty and of eternity. You're remembering that you're on a journey that never ends and is always beginning. A journey of discovery, a journey of realization, a journey of uncovering more that is within you and then setting it free. Yes, I invite you to relax and remember this. And in so doing, we allow the dust and the grit of the journey of forgetting to be wiped away. That we can remember once again that there's nothing wrong with us. That there's nothing missing in us. That everything is for us and that there is nothing against us. Let us remember this together. So that the angst and the dread and the burden and the worry can be wiped clean in this moment. And that we can awaken moment by moment with such enthusiasm for life. Such enthusiasm for this grand, unfolding discovery of good. Relax into the awareness that everything we could want, hope for, and desire, it's already been given. And we get to explore it. We get to discover it. We get to cultivate it. We get to activate it. And yes, we get to express it.
Means of me
wants to express itself. My body temple, my mental body, my emotional body, the body of my affairs. I now give myself permission to allow these bodies to reflect and to reveal the order of the cosmos. Say to yourself right now, I give myself permission to let all of these bodies reflect and reveal the fundamental order of the universe. I don't have to make it happen. I let it happen. Say to yourself, it's happening.